Mint Julep Murder by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. Author's note. It was a pleasure to set a mystery on Hilton Head, the island that inspired the creation of Broward's Rock in Death on Demand. I hope I've provided enough of a glimpse of the island to bring happy memories to my readers who have vacationed there and to encourage others to discover its spacious beaches, moss-draped live oaks, and tranquil lagoons. Everything in the book is true to the island except the Buccaneer Hotel, which I have placed just to the north of the Caligny Beach entrance, where the Breakers Villas stand, and Benedict Books, which is a composite of the several charming bookstores on the island. The Dixie Book Festival is my own creation. It would be a tight fit on the Caligny Beach entrance plaza, but it could be done. And wouldn't it be fun? Chapter 1. The flurry of faxes began a week before the Dixie Book Festival. Sherry Felton's first fax was circumspect. Sherry was well aware of her best-selling author's temperament. She had a queasy feeling that she was damned if she did and damned if she didn't, but a long-distance outburst was infinitely to be preferred over a face-to-face explosion. Fax 1. From Sherry Felton to Leah Vixen Kirby. Dear Leah, Betty Maxwell tells me a Georgia publisher named Kenneth Hazlitt has approached her with an idea for a novel, a steamy sex-and-tell piece, all about some famous Southern writers and their indiscretions, at a conference. He hinted to Biddy that it's a Romana Clay. She's shopping the idea around. Your latest sales figures are super. The paperback of Love's Lost Splendor is shipping like hotcakes.